Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 116. I about have that many boots now. I just got a green pair in. I probably have almost 116 pairs at this point. This will be released September 21st, 2025. We are live tonight on YouTube, so you can catch us there. Comment. We'll try to talk to you as we air this. You can email us all of your thoughts, and we may read them. show@3ftpodcast.org, show@3ftpodcast.org. Please like us and share us on all the socials. You can commonly find us on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok, and any of the others. Steve may kick you off if you try to sell something, but Dave will accept your friendship anyway. Go ahead and like us and share us, please. I'm the chick on here that wears the red lipstick, the girl they call me, Malia. And I'm here to introduce the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's Dave to take it away. Go ahead.
Hey, this is your old man Dave here, pushing the buttons and cranking the knobs, trying to get this thing windmill blowing so we can do this. But I'm an old truck driver, so you're asking a lot.
It was Yoder on the bicycle.
The Yoder on the bicycle, pal.
Yoder on the bicycle. Little faster, cranking guy.
We need more power, Scotty. We need more power.
Generator.
And I'm here to disappoint you or entertain you or however you can get it. And I'll kick it back to my sidekick there. It looks like Graber. Go ahead, Graber.
Yeah, Steve, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week. I might as well just keep on this bill.
Yeah, you started that. Why stop now?
I always remember the old Graber, like you see like on Bob and Tom, the old boy on the bicycle. Pedaling the whole time for the electric Amish, trying to keep the generator going for the power.
I was doing band security at our little local Fort Wayne Festival, and Bob and Tom came once, and the electric Amish played, and they had a guy up there on a exercise bike, and they had this little alternator on there. It just threw sparks, it did. But that guy sat there and pedaled it the whole time that they were playing, and Bob was standing back there by me, and he goes, "That's the hardest working guy we got, just sitting there pedaling that bike the whole show for the electric guy."
I know. I've watched that show before.
Good. Well, Malia, how was your week?
That was great.
Just great.
It was great. I got new boots. I got new product
Whoa. Give a background because you say product.
I don't know. I see snot running down her face, so I just curious.
It's bull snot's what it is.
I got a bunch of new bull snot product in. Went on Amazon, ordered that stuff up. Gotta clean my trucks tomorrow. I had a good week. I ate lots of food.
So who signed in on the chat? It was Dave's fault. Who's that?
I don't know, but it probably was.
Somebody listens to the show. Because...
By the way, Malia, if you just go up to Grable, you can get bull snot free, but you got to get a good jerking on your arm to get it. So.
Oh, my.
Good jerking on
I
your
don't
arm.
Believe that's what's keeping my elbows so soft. I don't believe that.
You know, no.
What movie was that, Dave? Was it with Woody Harrelson? He says, "Got your bull, got your cow milked." He says, "We ain't got a cow." He got a big milk mustache.
Yeah. What movie was that?
Well, Kingpin, I think.
Yeah, Kingpin, and the other one I think of is Almost Mary or whatever. Where is she got
something about Mary?
Something about Mary, where she gets the mousse. Oh, you got a little extra mousse. Let me try that.
Hair gel. Yeah, there you go.
So we're starting off a good week this week. we had our teasing fall weather last week. Then it went back in and got hot this week again. And I actually had turned
like there's coming to Jesus this week, buddy. I'll tell you what, I swept my rear off the last couple of days. I had a music festival.
Oh, where was your music festival at?
It was the Poppy Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Moorhead, Kentucky.
You know, my dad
sounds fun.
My dad's a big bluegrass
knee
guy.
Knee smacking.
And
there were quite a few good bands there.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, "Do you like Allison Krauss? Because she's bluegrass." And he goes, "No. That's new grass. That ain't bluegrass."
Yeah. You got to be careful what you say because there's the true grassers down here, and then there's the ones that like grassers. The new stuff. Well, then there's a bunch of new stuff. There's a band out that's hot right now coming up called It's called the Creakers.
Creakers?
And they played, and it was packed for them. I mean,
was it good?
They were pretty good. It was a different type of bluegrass. I mean,
a little newer stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's a bunch of the classic ones down here. The
Rocky Todd, Sweet Home.
Ralph Stanley the II. His dad was senior.
That bluegrass started bluegrass down here.
Yeah.
Well, I loved bluegrass until 1972. We drove to Florida, and my dad got a brand new 8-track player in it, and we had one 8-track.
Light
bluegrass all the way to Florida and all the way home. And I'm like, yeah, I can do without bluegrass. I'm begging mom, stop at a store, buy something, you know, anything, put it in there. Now we're not buying those. But that's the way it usually works out. We got all kinds of people raising heck. Hi, Rich. How you doing tonight?
Rich.
Say hi. There you go. Whatever you go.
There you go, buddy.
Well, you know what? Since we're sitting there talking about appreciation.
Hot showers at random hours.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We're talking about appreciating stuff. Last week was Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And I hope everybody out there appreciated the truck drivers, because I noticed driving across the country, a lot of the cars didn't, as usual. They kept their normal run me off the road, wouldn't let me in, turn signal on for a mile. So there wasn't a lot of appreciation on the highway. But
You weren't behind me then or in front of me, because...
Well, you're one of the courteous. I went down to SDI and they had...
courteous. You heard it here, folks. First time ever. Three fat truckers. Malia is courteous.
I got down to the old steel mill and they had the tent set up out there and they were giving away swag and a little bit of pulled pork sandwiches and everything. And so I did get to see it. I didn't get over there and eat because I already had lunch. And it was like, yeah, I'm not walking all the way over there. I'm in line now.
I can remember going through Virginia the one time when I was still driving, and I'm like, the scale was open, and they were making everybody go through, and I'm thinking, oh, crap. And get up there, and he climbs up on the side and gives you a bottle of water and a little brown paper sack. Have a good day, buddy.
Like, really?
Heck. Yeah, what's they the gave you like a little a sandwich with had a,
bag
like
of a, chips
little Debbie, a little Debbie cake and a sandwich and a bottle of water kind of deal.
Well, I'm
they
probably
was passing out.
I'm showing my age, but do you remember the coffee stops people would do in the rest parks where they
The same in Florida, the orange juice stop, buddy.
Oh, I never did the orange juice. No.
Yeah.
I never got
down away free orange juice till it got up to $25 a gallon, and they don't give it away now.
Now we do it for strong donations.
Milwaukee gives away free Bloody Marys at a lot of places.
What? Yeah, I don't think Milwaukee's going to be giving.
I went to the Harley store. They were giving, like, everywhere I went in Milwaukee, they were giving out free Bloody Marys.
Well, yeah, it is kind of a booze town. So I went up there to Summerfest.
Usually it'd be beer, I think. Like,
well, it is.
Miller Lite. They have
Milwaukee's best. Come on.
Milwaukee.
Miller Lite combined with Bloody Mary.
I've looked up plenty of hangers from that stuff.
Oh, I used to drink at Red, White, and Blue just because it was $5 a case. We were maybe underage.
Ace.
All these guys now will drink PBR, trying to think they're cool.
PBR.
And it's the most sourest tasting beer I've ever had in my life.
Well, I used to be one of my accounts with Falstaff here in town. And
I couldn't stand
to drink it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, the brewery was right there.
I know it is half a mile down the road. So,
yeah.
And it always smelled like burnt green beans when you drive by there.
Green beans.
That's what I always thought. Boy, it stinks tonight.
You'd think cooking the mash would have a better smell in it, like when you go over at Columbus past the Budweiser.
Well, yeah, but that's Budweiser.
Them guys hauling that, see them dump buckets pulling out of there, hauling all that mash, all them dairy farms out of there, or pig farms, and they'll be leaking that down the road, and you're like, what's that smell?
Yeah. Tell her to close her legs. Come on.
Oh,
we don't need all
Lord.
That.
Jesus help Dave.
Yes.
What kind of beer you're drinking, Dave? But woo.
Yeah. Well, Malia, we went on CDL Life this week. Imagine that. Oh. And they have a driver appreciation story. And actually, guys, if you get on CDL Life, you can actually go vote in their little, I don't know, what do you call it, polls that they got. And we'll let Malia read this real quick and see if anybody agrees or disagrees with them. So,
Disagree. Disagree. CDL Life. We asked drivers what they really think about National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. September 19th, 2025 is when this was published by Will Jones.
Who's this Will Jones guy?
I don't know. Ashley. What the... National Truck Driver Appreciation Week is billed as a time to recognize the hard work and sacrifice that professional drivers make every day. Trucking companies and industries or industry partners often celebrate with giveaways, cookouts, and events. But when we ask drivers on CDL Life app what they really think about the National Truck Driver Association Week, the responses revealed a disconnect between how the week is promoted and how it is experienced on the road. The majority, 61%, said NTDAW doesn't really change anything for them. Another 23% called it cheap PR stunt, while just 15% admitted they'll take the free food when it's offered. Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Many drivers commented that appreciation events often happen at company terminals, which leaves the out on the road drivers who are far away. So basically the out of over the road drivers get left out, is it right?
Yeah, they're out in the road working.
Yeah, so they don't get to partake.
Yeah.
One wrote, there is no true driver appreciation week. Companies have cookouts at their terminals while drivers are out working. Another added, in my eyes, it's office appreciation week. That's kind of true.
Well, that's all the pictures you see like on Facebook and stuff. Like me and Dave was talking earlier, they'll show like a buffet and all the workers from the office are eating. Then it shows the driver, he's sitting at McDonald's with a Big Mac, you know.
In a second poll, drivers were asked what they believe real appreciation would look like. Higher pay was the clear number one answer at 63%, with nearly two-thirds of drivers selecting it. Free food and swag came second at 18%, followed by paid time off at 11%. One driver summed it up simply, all the above would be a start. Another comment, higher
PTO's
pay.
PTO's great. PTO's right? great.
Yeah.
Paid time off.
Swag. I gotta have more
higher
swag.
Pay does no good if it's only for 1 week. Perhaps National Driver Appreciation Month would be a better way to go.
Well,
bigger picture.
That.
While some companies do host large scale events with raffles, cash prizes, or giveaways, many drivers feel the recognition doesn't reach them directly. Others pointed out that while appreciation is shown during 1 week in September, drivers are on the road 51 weeks of the year. So often missing holidays, birthdays, and time with family. For many, that makes it hard to feel truly valued. As one driver put it, why not show appreciation the other 51 weeks out of the year, not just one? Let's see some boobs. Did someone?
That would be your buddy Steve changing the words on
stuff. You got to be able to cold read stuff, girl.
Let's
Come
see
on.
Some boobs.
I did that one time on a hole on every story, put stuff in, and it all got red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just about did. I was like,
I got to break you in, don't I? Okay.
Go easy on her.
I know. That was that, at least I would. That wasn't real dirty. I mean, I just.
No, but drivers would appreciate boobs. I'm telling you, unless they're lady drivers.
How many trucks do you see anymore? They always got the sign in the back, you know. 53-foot ahead, boob inspector, or something, you know, something like that. You know, flash the driver, make him smile, or something like that. They used to.
I don't even get to see the chrome ladies on the mud flaps as much as we used to. Boy, that kind of went away in the '90s too.
Hmm.
So them chrome ladies got him a little excited. Like,
I know.
They kind of got replaced with the balls hanging from the
trailer
edge of the truck.
It's like now everybody's got blue balls hanging from their trucks.
Well, they originally were on the bull haulers, and they hung them on the bumper, and it usually said "last ride."
So,
what does it mean when they're hanging from the rear? The balls, like
it's a cheeseburger now.
Your truck's got balls.
It's the last ride those cows are going to make. Going to the slaughterhouse. We're making steaks and cheeseburgers and Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
I had a really good whiskey burger this week.
Where'd you have that?
Red Robin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did post.
I had a pretty good bourbon steak last night, and I'll tell you what, it was delicious.
I want steak now.
I stumbled into something today for lunch, and we were out running errands. I had to pick up a couple tarps and stuff. Winter's coming up. I cleaned my gutters. I got attacked by bees today. I got about 25 bee stings.
You look a little swelled up there.
I got about 25 bee stings. My arms and my legs are, I got nailed. Mike got about 3 of them. I got about 25. And
if you'd come on here looking like Brandon Fraser,
I know, it all popped up.
I'd have been, what's wrong, Dave?
So we stopped over at Applebee's. Applebee's, just we wanted to grab a quick lunch. And Mike goes, you know what? Wonton tacos. And I'm like, yep, you can't go wrong with the wonton tacos.
Chicken. Yeah.
I love them.
So we're sitting there, Mike orders a salad, and I see a chicken whiskey bourbon sandwich. And I ordered it, and it's a chicken sandwich, wonton chicken sandwich. It's got coleslaw on and the sauce all on a chicken sandwich. And I'm like,
I'm going to have to see.
Are you kidding me? It's cheaper than the appetizers and twice as much. And I'm like,
appetizers are expensive.
Yeah, $11 for that stupid thing. And it's the same thing. It's chicken. It's a breast of chicken with the coleslaw on it, the same sauce.
What did you ever get for dessert today, Smarty?
I didn't get nothing.
No, her. She posted she was going to get dessert or something.
No, I didn't.
Chat. Yeah, you did. Said dessert or something.
Was that today or yesterday?
Was it today? I thought it was today.
I don't know.
No, I was waiting on chocolate cake yesterday. Well, this is what it was. Eric had a bunch of running around to do, and I was like, well, I'd rather eat. I don't really want to go running around. And so I sat and waited for him to pick me back up.
Well, if you can see this, let it focus. This is Richie's house. He's got us on the big screen.
Oh. Nice. Hi, buddy.
So be careful what you say. His wife might be home.
that's scary. All right. We love the wives. We love the wives.
Wow, we're on the big screen in Canada? I didn't think they had TV up there.
Yeah, they do. Nope.
Yep,
so.
He says TV famous now. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're right up there with the Remco slicer dicer now from the 70s. And
so I had a great big slice of chocolate cake. That was at Beer Barrel, Steve.
Okay.
Beer Barrel.
Okay, I slid into the local stores, which is a Meyer store here, and was looking at their salads, you know, like their chicken salad, their coleslaw, their, you know.
They don't make salads out of cakes, don't lie.
They do. There is one there called Christmas Cake Salad, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
I forgot to take a picture of this, Malia, but I so wanted, I can't believe I did, because I saw rub it in your face.
Literally,
there's a concessions trailer that
you can't tease. No, listen, really got to rub it in the face.
There was an ice concessions trailer that made ice cream that they would scrape off of the metal and roll.
You've
it
never
into
done
roll.
That before?
No.
Yeah, it's called Coldstone here.
They took like regular cake and stuff and mixed
it
all up.
I'm just watching your hand. Like,
oh my
what
goodness,
are you doing with all this hand motion.
You haven't seen them do the. You haven't seen them put a Big Mac in it, chop it up, and make ice cream out of
a Big Mac. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I got lemon, and it was lemon.
You keep
cake.
Doing that. Next time, I'll pull over at that stop. You said he kept. Will you pull over at this stop, Malia? We're gonna stop. We gotta sleep. Nope. I kept driving.
Well, I took a nap.
Next time I'll pull over. I'll be like. Yeah,
and then she lies to you to where she's at. Oh, yeah, I'm over in Ohio or Illinois. I don't know how I got on this road. I'm just a girl.
Just driving.
He's
God.
He's like wondering, how did you get all the way over there? I'm like, I don't know. I just followed the
road. She's a liar.
Because I'm
a big liar.
Because girls lie.
Richie said he just got power in the igloo yesterday.
It is probably snowing up there, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Well, the nice part of
it. Yeah, that stuff was amazing. Warm. That way they did that ice cream like that, rolled it up. I don't know. I've never seen it before.
There's two places in Fort Wayne here that do it. One's over by Applebee's on Lima Road there, and I think it's called Cold Store. But they show up where they chop up a Big Mac and put it in there.
Why don't you put a friggin' Big Mac
all right,
in
there? I don't right, know. So for those of you who can't see these guys, you really got to go out and watch their hand motions while they're talking about this.
Oh, story. Yeah, we talk with our hands, yeah.
So Steve looks like he's squeezing boobs. Dave looks like he's...
I'm milking a cow.
Stroking something.
Broken something.
Stroking yes. something.
I'm broken stroking, and stroking.
And Steve squeezing and squeezing.
When she's getting all dirty here, Dave. We better get up on a break, aren't we?
Yeah, we can do
it. Break time.
Yeah, we're 25 after. So, yeah, let's take a couple-minute break here, and then we'll come back with some exciting food corner and a bunch of nonsense that we ain't going to talk about.
Are you guys going to show us with your hand motions?
Well, maybe. Food we corner. May even do it shirtless. All right, let's take a break here, guys.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
That one's good. Wet. That one's a little wet.
All right, we're back, guys.
So bad the fingers are stuck together.
Yes.
Well, I worked my way out of my finger brace, and now I'm in tape. All right, take that.
Okay, here we got Foodie Corner. Oh, man. All right. We're heading into fall, or I thought we were. The one week it was friggin' cold, and this week it was stinking
right?
hot. Right. But
I know
I thought
my dogs
cover,
were mad at me.
Yeah, I thought I'd cover things related to fall. Look through a few things around here. Pumpkin pie, apple cider, sweet potato pie, apple cobbler, and anything else we could fit in. So there seems to be a debate about sweet potato or pumpkin pie. Do you have a preference, Dave? Have you had both?
Is that the same as the difference between sweet potatoes and yams?
Yams.
Isn't that the same thing, just with a different name and more sugar?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'm not one. I don't really care for them. I just actually probably the last, I want to say 5 years, I've actually had sweet potatoes, and I didn't like them, never liked them.
I always thought they were
like
too
as a
sweet.
Casserole or just
anything. Well,
yeah,
I hated
where
them
they had the
kid.
Marshmallows on them and they baked them, and there's a lot of
I don't
marshmallows and a bag of brown sugar. And
no, I don't put marshmallows on mine. I put pecans on top.
Everybody's eating sweet potato fries. Are they any good? I haven't tried them. I can't.
That's when I started to try sweet potatoes, and that's when Arby's first come out with them, and they were delicious.
No.
But
Arby's?
Yep. They used to. I don't know if they still do or not. They used to have them.
Arby's?
No.
The Arby's. Meat place?
Yep. It's got meat place has got a the hamburger meat place. Now that meat tastes place. Like shit. The meat stick with the roast beef.
Where the meat, you know. Well, we could have went. Yeah, that would be the Wendy's.
So you don't have a preference on sweet potato or pumpkin?
Mike likes ordering sweet potatoes.
Pie.
No.
Pie.
I haven't had a lot of them. I'm more of a lemon meringue, custard pie, fruit pies. Pecan is pretty good.
You don't have pumpkin pie during the fall?
I do, but I'm over it because I ate so much of it as a kid. It's like, I'm the guy that'll walk up there and cut a triangle right out of the middle of a brand new pie and let everybody eat around it because I don't want no crust.
You're the asshole.
I'm the one that's doing that, yeah. Everybody else walks up there and goes. Yeah.
So he's the American Pie guy. He's like, this is my pie.
No. Is it okay? Do you go Miracle Whip or Cool Whip?
I told you, the Miracle Whip belongs in the fucking trash.
No, I mean, Cool Whip or the spray can.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a big old thing of grease on the top of my pie, the mayo.
Do you like the spray can or do you like the
frozen? You guys are nasty.
Oh, I know.
Well, it depends if you're doing whippets. A spray can if you're doing whippets, yeah. Okay.
Whippets? What the hell's a whippet?
Oh, my God. There, look it up. It's where you suck all the aerosol out of it before you get the whipped cream and get high.
Really?
Oh, no.
Why would I not want the whipped cream?
See, because you're fat like me.
That's kind of the oxymoron. It's like, boy, I don't want the aerosol.
They got like flavored, like chocolate whipped cream and the aerosol cans, pumpkin. They got all different flavors now, too.
Seriously?
Pumpkin, yeah.
I like need to go to the store spice. More often.
Pumpkin spice is going to be everywhere.
But mm-hmm. I've tried a few pumpkin spice. I like pumpkin spice cake, you know, cakes, where they roll it. That's the only thing I really like.
Or a muffin or something.
I like blueberry better than pumpkin.
I just divide it out through the month. I like having pumpkin pie. I don't do sweet potato pie, but I do that sweet potato casserole. I like that the way
what
I
about there's a sweet potato casserole where it's got the coconut and pineapple and pecans and it's loaded with stuff that is the best.
Mm-hmm. I you know what ambrosia is?
Yep.
I got that at Meijer's in them little fresh food things in the spread thing. That's how I noticed that there was a cake one there. I was getting coleslaw and I'm like going, what is this stuff? Cake and what is this? And it's cake and whipped cream and icing and a thing and you can buy it. And I'm like, what are you going to do? Spread it on your toast?
Well, you can buy a whole tub of cream cheese cake filling too.
Well, yeah, yeah. You can also buy that by the 5-gallon bucket because I have before.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
5-gallon bucket
and a 10-pound bag of Teddy Grahams. I mean, okay. What by about the way, apple looking, cider?
I like apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Spiked or not?
Little Captain Morgan. I like it either way. It depends what I'm if I'm sitting out around the fire or we used to do it when we. I was one of those guys that put up a big fire in a pot, and for Halloween we would cook hot dogs and chili right out in the driveway and then serve it to everybody. And we would do the hot cider, fill up a couple thermoses and pass them out, or a beer if you want that. I even gave away beer, but some of them dads.
What day is that?
The 31st.
October. You got to dress up.
Well, shit, no, I won't be there then.
By the way, you know what I want to do today? I went online
to renew my... Why, because you got to dress up?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll dress up. I don't give a shit.
I went online today to renew my driver's license, and I got all the way through all the steps, and the last line says, unless you have a CDL, you can't do it online. I'm like, damn it.
I thought he was going to say they wanted you to pay for it, and you're like, shit, I don't have a wallet.
Oh, no, I got through all that.
Usually you.
I was ready. I already had to punch the amount of $64. I was ready to go. And then it said the last line I'm reading it. It says, unless it's
in
a
Wayndale there, the automated screen?
No, I did it on my computer. You can renew your license on your phone now.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Not unless it's a CDL. You can't do it. You got to go see them.
There you go.
What's the next fall tasty thing that you want to know if we eat?
Apple cobbler or apple crisp.
Oh, well, heck yeah.
You can't warm go wrong with that, can you?
With vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
Caramel on top with a little chocolate drizzle.
I seen a recipe this week with apple pie filling, and I want your guys' opinion. Mm. Here's the recipe. Take your pan, fill it up with your apple pie filling. Next, open up a can of baked beans and pour on top of the pie.
Oh, yeah. They're making apple pie baked beans, yeah.
And then put barbecue sauce, mustard, your rub, mix it all together.
They sell them all down there in Texas everywhere.
They're called
green chili mac and cheese.
They're called baked bean cobbler.
Ooh, I just put some of that macaroni.
They even have that at Shigs and Pit there in Fort Wayne. They have that.
I was just going to say Shigs and Pit. I just had pulled pork sandwich with that macaroni and cheese, and I took and I put that macaroni and cheese right on my sandwich, put the bun back on top.
The green chili mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah.
But they have the apple pie baked beans there.
I've never seen apple pie baked beans there because I've been there. But I'll make that.
Down on Rudisor, Fairfield. That one.
That one's closed. You ain't going there no more.
Is it closed? Well,
yeah, they got one on Illinois Road now and one all the way out on Maple Crest, is it, Malia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out by her house. Yeah.
Don't tell people where I live.
Well, Maple Crest is all the way through Fort Wayne. I don't think they're going to find you.
319.
16, Maple Crest.
Oh,
Press
I'm
Road.
Sure they could find me if they wanted. They'd be like, stand outside my house. I'd be like, oh, shoot, take a number. I'm just kidding.
I got people
serving 63.
Now we're serving. Have you ever seen her post cute. When she cooks breakfast in the morning? There's two of them there. She has enough food for 40 people. I know. Yeah. I'm like,
I think she cooks for all week in one day.
I do cook for multiple days at one time.
She needs to come down with you, Steve, and help cook for you because he has a crowd of people he feeds for.
I've been asking to sell his porch.
I cook a lot.
I would absolutely.
Well, not a lot, but
on your porch.
A decent amount every day.
Well, I cook
a
lot.
Cook from your porch, or do you have to like go around the?
My back porch. Yeah. Is where all my stuff's at.
Love it.
Do you have a rocking chair with a barrel there? So I feel like I'm a Cracker Barrel.
I have a rocking chair. We got that. Probably six or eight rocking chairs down. There's probably he six does. Or eight out there.
That's why when I go sit on his porch, I'm like, I just
it looks like out. Everybody that says this like you got Cracker Barrel.
You look like Cracker Barrel. Wooden porch, racket.
Oh, Richie says he smokes his ribs at apple pie filling.
Really? Richie, that sounds different. I use apple butter to make my barbecue sauce. And here, I forgot to pick the labels up today. Here.
Oh, my God. What are we going
to
do with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Here in the next few days, we are going to have 3 Fat Trucker barbecue sauce and rub for sale for everybody. And we will ship it out as soon as we get our orders in. I forgot to pick the labels up today. Dang it, I drove right by there, too. But I'll get them tomorrow. So.
Well, I guess I get to cook a bunch of food with it.
That's right. That's right. So we made a bunch last weekend, and we made 2 cases last weekend.
You look like you want to say something, buddy.
He's thinking.
No, I'm looking through something there.
He's scanning the old interweb, see what kind of trouble
interweb.
He can find. The old interweb.
Black web.
Richie said he'll buy web. Some. I'm waiting on the barbecue rub. That's probably going to be 3 weeks out yet for the rub, but...
I want some more redneck seasoning. I tried to find it online. I couldn't. So
just redneck seasoning. It's usually just possum.
It's along the side of the road. Just pick it up and dry it out and grind it.
Yep. Look at the smile icon. She's like smart ass.
I know. She's smart like ass. Every redneck.
What a dick.
I guess the bottle has to say, "Hey, y'all, watch this."
Pretty much.
And then they're shaking it on their food.
Usually redneck seasoning is salt.
Salt.
It is. It's salt really good seasoning. I'll give him that. So I put it on everything, and I'm not one to use.
Back to Steve, our fall festival food corner. Do you like pumpkin pie or pumpkin roll, or what do you like?
I could do
without
it.
I'll give you a pumpkin roll.
One piece of pumpkin pie, and I'm good for the season, usually.
That's way with me now. I'm not
just,
a big...
Just to taste it. And it could be a shitty one from Walmart. I mean...
Do you realize...
It is what it is.
You go in there and look at the pies. The pumpkin pie is the cheapest one. You can buy a pumpkin pie for $4. Everything else is $8 to $9.
I will say I have made a pumpkin pie cheesecake before. Oh, my God. It was... amazing.
Anything when you got cheese involved.
Cheesecake,
cheese, pie. As long as it's got cheese in it, it's good.
Yep.
I don't like.
Where are you
when I go to when I go to Dairy Queen, whatever blizzard, oh, add cheesecake.
Do you always say that?
A chili dog, add cheesecake. you're in the drama in the drive theater.
I follow you when we go places. It's like, yeah, where's Steve going? Where'd he go?
No. Who's the one that says, make mine, I don't want toast, make mine a fried biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of that.
What the hell are you talking about?
See, I said grill it.
Grilled brisket. The
waitress goes, you've been here before, haven't you? Mm-hmm.
So,
and when I left, they told me not to come back after I made their pen jar a penis jar.
A penis jar?
I know said she pens, went. And I wrote an I in between the.
Oh.
She wouldn't even talk to me the next time I went in. I sat with Dave and them, and she didn't even talk
to me. Well, no use on the other side of the room, remember, you said.
I told her when I was there
with
Steve.
Well, she's seen us, yeah.
Dave, when I was Steve and I went, she said, oh, you've been here before. I said, oh, well, I usually sit on the other side of the room with my other men. Like, I'm just over here with him.
And she sees
I'm
you there.
I'm slumming this
and
week.
And then the next day, you wanted to go there, and I sat with you and all the guys. And
on the other side of the room.
She's looking over at me like she wasn't kidding.
She's slumming again. Look at this, guys.
Slumming.
Where's the penis guy?
She likes the big boys, I tell you what.
I got to go tell the penis guy that she's over on the other side of the room.
Oh, God.
That is hilarious.
That's okay. Steve also had a hole in his pants.
What?
Hey, I had my sexy underwear on, though.
For your hole in your pants. And I said, that's when I had my brace. And I was like, it's for my, you know, I had my
middle. Keeps fingers warm.
Yeah, right.
I said, it's for this when he gets out of line.
Finger warming. Yes, yes.
And that lady just goes,
Yeah, I bet he gets out of line a lot.
Well, he tries.
Yeah, right.
That is true. So
I let him know. I'll make him pay for writing penis.
Yeah.
I came up with something so clever on such short notice like that.
It's like, well, you had your Superman underwear on, didn't you?
No.
Just the brown streak ones.
If I did, the pants wouldn't have ripped.
Oh, they'd exploded.
Oh shit.
So what are you doing this week, Steve? What do you got going on this week?
Relaxing.
You're relaxing?
No, I got no idea. Yeah. Figure it out Monday when it rolls around and see what's going on.
I'm going back to Texas this week, so.
I'm going back to Kentucky. That's what I run all the time, Dave.
Oh. Well, we started our run in New York and
New York
and Nevada again. Oh, I like running up New York. Utica and Omni, and I like those runs. But we're back to hauling Nevada and everything because
first time I've ever heard someone say they like the runs.
We got to go with
I might have to get hooked up with Gina here, I think.
Gina? Well,
you never did say what that was. She did a gift card. What's that actually cost?
$100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A bit more than that, a massage.
Well, yeah. And see, you're still full of it.
But we
got there.
I want to get on the carnivore diet for about a month and then go see her. Mm-hmm. That way I'm plugged good.
And then right before you go see her, eat salad for like 3 days.
No.
Nothing but fiber.
Won't need to. She'd be like, I'm going to have to get out the stick for this one.
Yeah. Mm. Break it loose. Don't you want to eat peanut butter and banana sandwich? Isn't that what Elvis had?
No, he had a bunch of barbiturates in him.
Well, yeah, but he was also a little plugged up too.
Well, from all the drugs he was taking.
Well, and the peanut butter.
Wasn't that the old song he used to take him for you? He kept Memphis safe. He took him for you and me.
Well, now they're going to send the National Guards to Memphis. So
is that what they're doing?
Well, they're talking about it. So.
See, I try to keep away from the news as much as I can because it's just there's not nothing nice out there anymore. It's only thing that's on the news is all
your.
Well, I take that back. There used to be, you know,
nobody's going to watch the news if it's.
I know, but there used to be a couple of the things, couple programs or channels that had, you know, the good news and stuff like the. I don't remember what show or affiliate he was with Steve Hartman. When he'd be like, "Did you know about?" This old man walking to work every day, and the lady picked him up, and they raised money on the page and bought him a car. You know, nice stories. And you don't hear a bunch of the nice stories. It's all the bad stories.
Now it's, hey, did you see the guy walking to work every day? Some guy run him over this week.
Yeah. I mean.
Women in black eyes walking down the streets. Yeah, gloom and doom. Eeyore. Make you feel like Eeyore when they're all done. You're like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Where's Bill? I'm just kidding. I feel now I know how Eeyore feels.
But most people don't respond to good news, but you can find it. I see all the TikToks. And by the way, we're blowing up on TikTok. Everybody get out there and like us and subscribe and
we're blowing
join and
up.
Follow. Yeah, I throw out their old 80s songs that they have to figure out who it is. And asking them where I'm at.
After you look them up to figure out who it is.
Well, I remember right? most of them. Like, I know who they are.
Up, then post it. Act like I know what it is.
I posted some 70 ones, and they're going, boy, you're going way back on some of these. I go, well, I remember these songs. Henry VIII, I am.
Oh, my.
That's an old Michigan song. No, I didn't post that one, but that's an old one that I remember probably, from it.
It's probably Steve and I or something, you know, and we don't even know he's posted this stuff, Steve, because we don't
Either one of you are not on there. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he could be saying all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
It's usually us stacked like this, but when it's on one of them screens, it's only one of us, whoever's in the middle, because the one on the bottom, the top, sort of half face chopped off.
So on all of them. So we're stacked.
I did post
like
all
a threesome
three of you.
Stacked. Like
yeah, we did. I did post the three of us
trio?
On there. Yeah, with the dancing. Yeah.
I think it busts me up when I see that.
There's all kinds of memes out there and AI that you can use and get creative with some of this stuff. It's a little crazy at times, but yeah, we're having fun with it. And I'm slowly figuring out how to do this stuff, which is amazing for me. I constantly call my granddaughter and ask her, but don't tell nobody. It's a secret between us. So,
oops, you just put it out there on the interweb.
The old interweb just heard that? No, they didn't hear that. I think I muted that. They didn't hear none of that. So,
you muted it. Did you call your granddaughter first and ask where the mute button was at? And be like,
that's I did last week. This week I remembered it. I wrote it down. There's a little sticky note right here. Mute button.
Oh,
right
is there? There.
I got to call her. I got to call my tech guy. I'm like, hey, tech guy, come here.
Yeah.
And he's looking right at her. Ask them if you're what?
Yeah. What?
And she's like, ooh, doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear him. I had these on.
What?
Oh, bull. Bull, 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 bull.
I was like, spell it.
She was ignoring him like she was, like Steve was ignoring you earlier, Malia.
No. I wouldn't do that, would I?
Yeah, you asked her three times.
You are
didn't
ignoring
answer you.
Me. I've asked to sit on your porch like 100 times.
Well, that requires a drive too. You kind of got to have 6 hours. What are you looking at?
Well, I need
beans?
To go get.
I was ignoring her.
Season.
Oh, yeah, there are big beans over here.
I know it. I thought.
I think the closest place I can get redneck seasoning is in Tennessee. So if I come down and get some,
you got to drive by a Buc-ee's to get there too.
Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm. I did see. Did another. You? Go ahead.
Have you seen how many are popping up now?
Oh yeah,
he must.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He must have made a bunch of money and said, "Okay, let's make a bunch more."
Yeah, well,
and think how much is popping out for each one of those places, and they're going up everywhere.
They're
dude.
Expensive to build, so the land.
I know he's making money on them because just the one that's over here on 75 at Richmond, Kentucky, that thing is full 24/7. It's never empty.
There's one I go by there on 59.
I think that's the one I've stopped at. Is that one?
It is. I go by the one there.
It is. 50. How do you know where I stop?
Because I know which way you go. You ask me.
Me and her stopped at the one in Georgia.
You stalker.
When we stopped at the one in Georgia, how many people were in that place, Maria? Just buy me the clothes and the
name. Say my name again. Maria.
Maria. The girl.
Maria.
But that place was packed, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
There is people everywhere filling carts. I mean, they got shopping carts in a friggin' gas station.
Yeah.
I told you not to leave me. I'm like, don't leave me. I'm like,
in a gas station. I don't know why you're saying that.
Okay. A mini mall.
Yeah. I seen a thing said they decided to go after the bathroom thing because most people stop to go to the bathroom when they're traveling.
Oh, yeah. Then there's 100 of them inside there.
Right. That's why they went for the big bathrooms. And now people will literally hold it. To wait till they get to the Buc-ee's. That's
I
want to
try and pee in everyone before I leave.
They're clean too. So I mean, I'll say I would wait too if I had a choice between gas station, or if it said Buc-ee's.
I can't believe
you would
go to a Buc-ee's over.
The thing is, they need a tram or a shuttle to get you from your car to the bathroom.
I'm not a love
such
fan.
Such a long walk.
But the other one you're going to get seeing crazy is. In-N-Out Burger just moved to Nashville, so they had 300 of them planned to build down there here in the next 5 years. So they're going to be exploding.
Buc-ee's is getting so big, Dave. They put out in the parking lot like the signs at Cedar Point. This is number 3 with Buc-ee, and then this is the Moose over here, number 4.
Yeah,
and, so you know where.
And
you
then
park.
When you get to the door, it says checkout in 45 minutes if you're standing at this point.
It's got the little. little the beaver prints on the floor to stand on. Yeah, keep stand 6 feet on, apart.
Yeah, the COVID
socially
print.
Distance. You know,
I have beaver socks on right now, and not Bucky socks. I got beaver socks on.
Beaver socks? Mm-hmm. Where did you get beaver?
You got,
socks?
I bet you got beaver underwear too.
Well, at least you got the beaver caged up in underwear.
Oh, that too.
I heard
right behind her, you can't see it right now, but the camera's not panned over there. There's a Bucky beaver outfit. Right, there it is.
Much. I don't know what I might
it looks
show
like
here.
Elf on the Shelf outfit to me. Put the girl up on the shelf. We're going to move her around to different
size
positions.
Dave, I'd have bought one for me, too, but I don't think they
I know,
have
they don't make
big.
Fat Man free. You know, that's a Halloween costume. Friendly?
No.
Yeah. So.
Well, they won't sell me brisket, so.
Yes, they will. They just won't sell it
to 10
you.
O'clock in the morning, they won't.
Well, you're trying to buy bulk.
Well, tough shit. They had it.
Yeah.
They're just being stingy with it.
They were putting it on their sausage and egg and cheese and brisket wraps.
I only wanted 3 pounds. Come on.
So
I'd have took 5, but they wouldn't even give me 3. So,
By the way, guys, you know what? We're all ready to go for the match show this year too. That's going to be right around
Yay.
The corner already.
It'll be here for you know it.
It will be.
Christmas will be here first, and that's going to suck too. But
not as much as tax season.
Well, that's going to suck even more.
Yeah.
That always does. That's after the show, at least. I can file an extension.
Well, there you go. Well, guys, we probably ought to be wrapping this up, or we're going to be over here on a little long. So where can you find us, Malia? Where's a good place to look up 3 Fat Truckers besides any restaurant?
Everywhere.
Just Google 3 Fat Truckers. We'll pop up. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. So anywhere you find your podcast, you will find 3 Fat Truckers. Just put in 3 Fat Truckers and we will pop up.
That is true. That is true. And usually any 3 Fat Truckers, if there's a buffet, there's a good spot. You'll find us there. And Driver Appreciation Week, we were probably at the front of the line of all the
giveaways.
Yeah. The swag. Well, the food. And by the way, you overcooked this week. Anything you want to contribute to the Heart Foundation?
Yeah, I made a big.
Listen to this. The Heart Foundation.
If
you got any leftovers like pot roast, you can stop by over here on Cherry Avenue and
drop that off.
I made a big pan of shepherd's pie.
I'm making a.
Last night.
He doesn't know any shepherd, so.
No. I'm having ham and beans I'm making tonight. I'm getting ready to make some cornbread.
Oh, I'm glad you'll be by yourself.
Right.
Any cornbread?
Cornbread, yeah. I'm actually looking at a grinder. Start grinding my own corn and wheat.
I didn't grind.
So, yeah, you can buy countertop grinders and just buy.
I know. It's just funny. It's all.
I'm ready to go off the grid. Remember, we talked about this
last
week.
That's right. He's getting ready to get some solar and some windmills.
Oh, hey, I'm down. I got a camper. I told you, when you get property, my camper's going on it. So
well,
no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That may be closer than you think, because I still am looking at that pretty good. So, oh, look at this. We get our selfies out of the way.
I got to get my selfie.
Well, Steve,
Hey, Richie looks forward to my selfies. He's like, where's the girl with her red lipstick?
Yeah, yeah. So
he does.
And then, Steve, what are you doing? You're looking at, he's trying to take his selfie. So
no, Richie sent me, he's like, I had to Google it. It was on the radio. It's a pumpkin spice Durex condom.
What?
Yes.
I suppose there's pumpkin spice enemas too.
Limited edition Durex 1 latex condom. Limited edition pumpkin spice.
Well, that ought to keep her happy.
I will share it to you, Dave. There you go.
Yeah, share it to me. I'll post that.
God, Richie. I will actually promote that one later.
I just got one thing, Richie, if I can see you on the chat here, if you're still on there. Ask your wife if it's flavored.
No, but in all seriousness, pumpkin spice does turn men on. So, ladies,
no.
If that's no.
I thought it was the whipped cream that turned men on.
No, it's pumpkin spice is like there's a lotion.
Oh,
it does something to men. But yeah,
it's not the lotion; it's the person applying.
It's the motion, not the lotion.
It's not.
How ignorant are you? My goodness.
No. They'll even tip more. Seriously, if you're a cocktail
waitress, it makes the tip more.
Trust me.
No, if you're a cocktail waitress, wear pumpkin spice. Yes. If you work during the day, like breakfast or lunch. Yeah.
If you work says, during, I'll ask.
If you work during the day, wear vanilla because then people order dessert and they tip more. So there's your tip.
Well, there you go.
I usually just put a $100 bill behind my ear.
No, I'm being serious though.
That is true.
Vanilla during the day, pumpkin spice at night.
Well, let's wrap this up.
Well,
guys.
There's a tip for all you truckers that are out at night or during the day.
Put a little bit of pumpkin spice. No, the girls do it. That gets the guys to buy. Not the guys
do it. It's the waitresses or whatever the girls do these days.
Girls, gotcha. Guys, who's ever slinging your hamburger at the counter at McDonald's.
Slinging your hash.
Yeah, because you ain't sitting down eating. Them days have gone away. But by that sake, well, guys, let's see if we can get up out of here. Hope everybody has a good this week. Stay out of trouble. Keep the dirty side down, the shiny side up, or get the shiny side polished whenever you can.
Or get some bull snot. Take care of all that shine. Whatever it is you're doing there, Dave.
Well, Steve, take us out. You did it in the beginning. You might as well do it at the end.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week and be safe out there.